Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Friday, June 30th. The evening twilight welcomes the moon, just hours from its first quarter phase, approaching Jupiter to its left. They'll start to appear between 9 and 9:15 and be much easier to see, settling into the southwest by 9:30, about one-third of the way above the horizon. Joining them, in a line to the left, is the bluish-white star, Spica. The moon's motion this week opened the door to the longer, fussier orbital motions of our neighbor, the ones that create eclipses. Ancient astronomers painstakingly charted the moon's positions and, over 3,000 years ago, had worked out the basics of the moon's orbital changes, allowing them to predict eclipses, among the most dramatic events we can witness in the skies. A particularly stunning eclipse will be crossing the United States this August 21st, starting on the Oregon coast and racing southeast through Wyoming, just barely south of St. Louis, and onto the South Carolina coast. That gives us a partial solar eclipse here, with about 70% of the sun covered by the moon, forming a crescent sun. While not as dramatic as a total eclipse, it offers some unique viewing. We'll have many more details this August. July arrives tomorrow, and we'll explore its midsummer offerings next week on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.